Good morning. It is 9:58 a.m. We are here today, March 18, 2019, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Agania, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 19-002, Basil Food Industrial Services versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Auditor Jerry Hernandez. And for the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Tirsa Bagana and Edlyn Delisay. Will appellant Basil Food please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Jerry Diaz, and I am from Comanche Cabo Law Group, and I'm here representing Basil Food Industrial Services Corporation. And this morning with me, I have Michael Zhu, as well as Jerry...
James.
Ten.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency, GSA, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
This is Matthew Wolf from the Attorney General's Office, Solicitors Division, representing GSA.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. For the record, the public auditor is currently on medical leave, and our acting administrator is also on sick leave today. And that's why I'm actually presiding over the hearing this morning. I do handle the appeals for the office, and so I'm very familiar with the process. And this is just a scheduling hearing. So before I get into the proposed dates, are there any preliminary matters that you would like to bring forward?
Preliminary matters? one thing that might facilitate, because one of the things you wanted to bring up in the notice of this hearing is things that will facilitate the speediness of this whole process, and we are looking to publish the long-term IFB sometime in March.
Okay.
So I don't know if that warrants a stay or what, but that's what we're looking to do, you know, behind the scenes.
I don't believe that the publication of a long-term bid will resolve the issue that we have, because we're contesting issues that occurred in January and February of 2019. So it's my recommendation that we continue to proceed forward on this case.
Okay. As you know, the motion filing deadline was this past Friday, March 15th. Opposition to the motions will be due March 22nd, this Friday. And I believe there's only one motion filed, which is a motion to dismiss, and that was filed on Friday. So opposition to the motions will be due March 22nd. Then the reply to oppositions will be due Friday, March 29th. We have a motion hearing scheduled for Wednesday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. The filing deadline for hearing materials, which will include the exhibit list, witness list, admissions of facts, and list of issues, will be Wednesday, April 10, 2019. Hearing briefs will be due Monday, April 15th, 2019. April 15th. And the formal hearing will be scheduled for Wednesday, April 17th at 9:30 a.m. Is there any issues with the dates?
Can
you repeat the exhibit admissions of fact?
The filing deadline for hearing materials is April 10th.
April 10th. And then the other issue I wanted to point out, so March 22nd is this Friday, and I have a few things on calendar this week which will not allow me enough time to provide an opposition. Is there a possibility that we could push that date out to the following week, perhaps?
What date are you suggesting?
May I look at my my phone?
Yes.
Sir, I apologize. May we do it on the 29th?
Okay, so you want to push everything back a week, essentially?
If possible.
That's fine.
Yes.
have no problem with pushing it back.
Okay.
But I will be off island in April.
The whole.
I might need some leeway there. Not the whole, just a week, from the 14th through the 21st. So let's see what to do then. The hearing brief is due then, and the actual hearing is then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know if I'll be preparing for the hearing while I'm off island.
So when will you be returning?
I'll be returning on the 22nd. So I'm fine with pushing it, but we might have to push the latter ones also.
Yeah, so you'll be off island the 17th, correct?
From the 14th through the 21st, yeah. I think a lot of deadlines are there.
So what we'll do is we'll have the reply to opposition, because she's moving back to the opposition to the 29th. The reply will be due April 5th.
Okay.
And then we'll hold the motion hearing right before you leave. How about the 10th for the motion hearing?
Okay.
And that's going to be April 10th at 10 a.m. Is that okay?
That will work. Yeah.
And then we'll do filing deadline for hearing materials. April 26th.
What is that? No, because it's supposed to be.
Hearing brief. Would you... May 1st? And the formal hearing... We could start May 6th. Is that an issue?
My calendar's open on those dates.
We'll send out a formal order to confirm the dates. But just to clarify, so opposition to the motions will be March 29th. Reply to oppositions, April 5th. Motion hearing. April 10th, filing deadline for hearing materials will be April 26th,
yes.
Hearing briefs will be May 1st, and the formal hearing will be May 6th at 9:30 a.m.
Your motion.
Hearing is May 6th, okay.
Is that good?
At what time is the formal hearing?
9:30.
The motion hearing was 10 a.m., right?
Yes.
And that will all be here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Is there any other issue?
Not that I can think of at
this time, so
wait. The notice asks for need for special procedures. We don't need.
Okay. Yeah, but if there's any, just let me contact me and let me know.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Not at this time.
Okay. This concludes the pre-hearing. We are off the record.
Oh.
We're off the record at 10:05 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.